A sharp tail hunt to remember. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Try and get a visual on this. Incandescent sunlight, the prairies toasted to the color of an elk hide, and the heart-pounding explosion of a sharp tail launching skyward from cover. It's always new, even if you've hunted the prairies 1,000 days, been clawed by the same buffalo berry, stumbled in the hard, dried mud of the same steep cattle trails, turned your face into the same winds that define the American grasslands like no other force of nature. So that's the setup for a story called The Native Bird, and here's Field & Stream's editor-in-chief Colin Kearns to fill in the rest.
The native bird, yeah. So this is our grouse hunt we did on BLM land in Montana, and the hunt took place last September, and the weather was unseasonably warm, so the hunting was tough. There weren't a lot of birds, but they did get birds, and conditions like that just, you know, every bird you get makes it all the more rewarding. And our writer, Hal Herring, came back with just a great story. It's kind of like the moral of the story is like, when you have to work hard, when you have to sweat for the hunt, those are the ones that you remember the most, because they're, when you do succeed, it's really satisfying.
Old buddy Wayne Pearson used to say all the time, harvesting something is just the extra. The friendship, the camaraderie, the challenge are enough without anything else.
This is David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight, and hey, if you've got a hunting or a fishing story that you'd like to share with all of us, then get in touch with us at aginfo.net.